Chavroi, it's a schus to be together, to learn, to grow, and to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. And to try to tap into the Heilige Days of Kislev, and prepare for the Heilige Yontov of Lichtig Yontov of Chanukah. First of all, the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, all the Zoyers tonight is being sponsored, first of all, by Heilige Talmud Yud Nafshi, Reb Ari and Rachi Merzoff. Lil Nishmas, Rachi's grandmother, Rachel Perel Bas Reb Moshe. Rachi's grandmother's first yahrzeit is going to be Shabbos Kodesh, Balinol Toiva, Tes Kislev. Rachel Perel Bas Reb Moshe, Reb Ari is telling me, it's Kodesh Nikayid, survivor. A survivor who had such amuna pshuta, such simchas achayim. It's always so inspiring just to hear about such people. Like, we can't even imagine if we went through that Gehenna Mal Aretz, what we would be like. You know, we go through the nisyonos of our lives, and like the smallest things like break us, and we're like down and out for a day, for 2 days, and we think about, it's so trivial if we were honest with ourselves. You think about Yidden who went through and lost their entire mishpachas, and Yidden who went through the horrors of the world like we've never known and hopefully never will know, and came out with emunah, and came out with simcha like Rachel Perel Bas Reb Moshe. And also it's very special, she was, just to point out, she was a talmidah, she was a student of Sarah Schneer. You know what that means? You know who that was? The founder of the Beis Yaakov movement. You know, for generations, I'm not going to get into it all now, but generations and generations by the Nashims and Kanios, they didn't really go and learn in schools, and they didn't learn all that Baruch Hashem, our beautiful daughters and sisters and mothers learn now, and all the Torah that's being learned and the growth that has from it. And she started that. And therefore, you know, to start that movement is one thing which has continued and has blossomed into such a beautiful, we can't even imagine what the world would be like without our Nashim Tikkanios. And in the world that we live in today, how necessary it is. Maybe there were times when it wasn't as necessary, when you're living in the shtetl in different ways. But for Rachel Perel Bas Reb Moshe, for Rachi's grandmother, to be one of the first Talmidot, imagine the Schosim and Baruch Hashem, she built beautiful, beautiful mishpachos, children and grandchildren, Shem Yitayr Mitzvahs. She was involved in starting a lot of the very Kaddish Dika institutions of our community as well. Very, very special person, Mirza Shabbat, a big schuss for the Neshama. And then also, it's being sponsored tonight, in honor of the 40th anniversary, how if I just say 40th anniversary, B'shatoiva, by each and every one of us, each and every one of you that still need shidduchim, the right person, the right time, those who Baruch Hashem are already married, you're still in the youth. I'm still, compared to 40 years, in the youth of my marriage, you know. But a very special couple in my life, being sponsored by their children, by their grandchildren, for David and Debbie Seltzer, who are, if I started really speaking about them, I wouldn't be able to stop, but also they'd be completely embarrassed. So I feel too close to them to embarrass them, but when they're gedolim, just to tell the chevra, when they're gedolim in a lot of different areas in this world, and we're very, it's very well known, the gedolim when it comes to Torah, and we always reach out, and we should, for das Torah, and give kavod to the gedolim in Torah, but they're gedolim in chesed, and David and Debbie are definitely gedolim in chesed, in our community and in the world. And Baruch Hashem, they see this chosim and their beautiful children, beautiful grandchildren, who are like family to me. 40 years. You know, 30 could sound to some people like, man, it's like so much time. I've so much time that they were together, Baruch Hashem, and feels like, oh, it's getting later in life. But we know the number 40 is his chadshus. The number 40 is a renewal. The number 40 is only a beginning. Right, number 40, we know 40 was when Rabbi Akiva started to learn Torah. It was only the beginning, is the number 40. 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to bring us the Torah. 40 is a number in the Torah that represents a hischadshus, a beginning, which, by the way, we'll talk a lot about tonight. That's what the number 40 represents. A 40 sa'ah in a mikvah. A mikvah is all about hischadshus, a renewal. So Bez Hashem for David and Debbie and their entire mishpachas should be only hischadshus, only the beginning of more chesed and more growth and more simcha zachayim. Came to me as well. I was thinking, because their son told me that they should come up with a gematria. So, just before, I was thinking, 40 years is 480 months. 480 months, right? So, meaning when we daven, for example, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we daven, what do we daven for? Chaim. Chaim represents, life represents everything. Life is not just physical life. Life is bracha, and life is simcha, and life is an incredible life in the Torah. It's not just physical life. So 480 is gematria bayis chaim, a house of chaim, bayis chaim. So their 40th anniversary, David and Debbie, should be zchus as a shem of hischadshus, but zchus that the bayis should always be full of chaim as it's been and will continue to be. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.
Amen.
Shino the Rebbe, the Astor Kal Shino Rebbe, my Rav. Give him Malzoy the middle Shav Brachos for a grandson. So he's told over a bunch of times the story of Rav Yoilish, the Satmar Rebbe's Chusso Yagin Aleinu. One time they were waiting for Rav Yoilish, was going to be Masadik Dushan by a Chasana, and they're waiting and waiting, and getting very late. It was an hour past, 2 hours past, but 3 hours past, but Chasidim, well, wait, you know, we're not going to put. There's no one that can fill the void and fill the role. It's not like our backup Masada Kedushin to have the local Orthodox rabbi. It's like, it's Kodesh Kedushin to have the Rebbe Rav Yoilish be Masada Kedushin. There's nothing to talk about. So they wait. Finally, like hours later, he shows up and they thought, okay, we're going to do everything very, it's already B'chvesish midnight. We're going to go and, you know, quickly write up the Ksuva, be at the Chuppah in a few minutes so we could get to have a Suda, have a Tansing. And he sits down and does full chasen's tish, the way he would like any normal chasen, an hour long, singing and Torah and chasen's tish. And everything just normal pace, until they end up at the chuppah, and he says, oh, this is the b'shataiva, this is the right time. And what he was saying was, we give a bracha, like by a chuppah, we give a bracha when someone's pregnant, b'shataiva mislachas, should be at the right time. That there's something in Yiddishkeit, we understand timing is very chashiv. Time is very chashiv. But there's a kedushas hazman. We know this, obviously, we're preparing now Shabbos Kodesh. That zman is not, every day is not the same, every day is very different. And Shabbos Kodesh is a kedushas hazman, and Yontav is a kedushas hazman, and there's a zman that you could tap into, koichos of kedushas, zman lo aleinu of not such good things. We learned this from Bilam and Balak, we know famously. Bilam was trying to curse us specifically at one rega, one zman. We once gave all shiur on that. Probably from the Shvila Pinchas, if I'm not mistaken, or Holtziv Tal Torah a few years ago. But anyways, this is zman, so Bisha Toiv is zman. The zman of Yontiv is in its particular time for a particular reason. And whatever chodesh that falls out on has the koichas of that entire Yontiv. So Nisan is a Zman of Cheres, the whole month, and Vada Pesach, and Tesvav Nisan a little bit more so. Yitzias Mitzrayim. But there's those kochos in the air, and not just back when, not just from years ago when that occurred, but every single Michtam Eliyahu or Dessal and others write this at length, the kochos, the shefas in the air. What's interesting is as follows. Of all the Heilige Yom Tovim that we have, and we have such beautiful ones, we love them all. Every single one is so special. Isn't, like, you think about it, sometimes you think, what's your favorite Yom Tov? My favorite Yom Tov? You start to think, and you name a Yom Tov, but you're like, but this one's also my favorite. Like, Pesach's my favorite, and Shavuos is my favorite, and Sukkot is my favorite. Like, they're all my favorite. Wait, you could, like, it's like, Yom Tov is like your children. Shatov, you understand. Jamatul already understands a little bit. You understand more and more as time goes on. You know, each and every one of your children, you have different children. So you love this child, you love your firstborn, you love your second, you love your third, you love them all. Is any your favorite? They're all my favorite. It's not that none are favorite, they're all my favorite. And Yantiv is the same. Okay, maybe Purim, you know, maybe Purim. But no, they're all like 81. So Chanukah, we're so excited finally, and here we had such a void, Mar Cheshvan, and it's been so long. We're so excited. We're getting ready for the Yadav of Chanukah. But what's interesting, I don't know if we've thought about this. Of all the Yom Tovim, every Yom Tov is in a month. So that month has a koyach of that Yom Tov, the shef of that Yom Tov. There's only one Yom Tov that's in 2 months. Chanukah is the end of Kislev and the beginning of Teves. It's in 2 months. Why is that? Why does this Yom Tov, specifically Chanukah, have to go and be spread out amongst 2 different months? And of koyachos in 2 different months. So we have to understand this. So I saw an incredible Torah from my Rebbe Shver, Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shalita, and Munas Itacha. I'm going to build off it. But he starts by a pasuk by the Bikurim. The pasuk that's found at the beginning of Kisavo. The pasuk says already in Shlishi of Kisav, the Perch of Vav, pasuk to Zayin. Hayoyim azeh Hashem alakecha mitzavcha. Right after all the Bikurim, but Hayoyim azeh Hashem alakecha mitzavcha lasos zechukam eila. As I'm shpatim. On this day Hashem commanded you. On this day Hashem commanded you to do the chukim, the mishpatim, to keep the mitzvahs. And Rashi has the obvious question, you know, why is the Torah tells us on this day we were commanded, shkoyach, like what does it matter, on this day we were commanded? So Rashi says something that we have to keep in our hearts always. He says, it's coming to teach us a drasha. B'chol yom yiyu b'inecha chadashim. Every single day, the mitzvah should be bischachos. They should be nutos. Every day, it should be a brand new mitzvah. As if it was commanded, hayoyim, hayoyim hazeh. Kiilu bo bayom nitzvasi aleh. As if, nitzav is aleh. As if, on that day you were commanded. To never become stale. To never become despondent. Never become an individual who feels that the Torah, or tefillah, or tzitzis, or tefillin, it's just, I'm going through the motions, robotically, mechanically. There has to be ischadshus. Ischadshus. And it should feel, hayoyim azeh Hashem alakecha mitzavcha. It should feel like I was just commanded today. Imagine, and we could have, again, we were young, so we didn't, halavai, we should appreciate it more, but like, if you think back when you were 13, and the first time you put on tefillin, gevalt, what a schus that was. And then we put on tefillin every single day. I know I had this feeling again a few years ago when I started wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So I started, I'll never forget, the first time I put on my Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and wore my Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, I was by the Kaisel and put on my, like it was, it's incredible. It's chadshus. But we should feel that way every day. Tomorrow morning we wake up and we go to davening, we put on tefillin, it should be kilu. Today I was commanded to put on tefillin for the first time. That's the whole mitzvah, bikurim. Bikurim is the first, it's chachos, the excitement, and we bring that to Hashem. Every day should be a new beginning. You know how we live, you know what our avodah Hashem would be like? But you know what our simchas achayim would be like? And I spoke about this a while ago, but we just mentioned 40th anniversary of David and Debbie. 40 is 40 Sava Mikvah. And for years now already, I've had the schus to be going to the mikvah every single day. I don't understand people who don't. I'm going to be honest. Emes, not that nobody has... I'm not going to start saying you have a chiyuv to go to the mikvah every day. Because I'm not going to say that. I'm just not going to say it. But I'll tell you something. I don't know where I'd be without it. In the sense of the following, mainly this yisod, what mikveh does for, and those of us who go mikveh, even if those of you go only every Erev Shabbos, or even if we've just gone to the mikveh at times. Let's be honest, let's be real. The feeling of ischachus you have by going to the mikveh. Vada gives us Tahara and Kedusha and Tosefes Kedusha that the mikveh gives. And there's a lot of depth. But the ikar to me is the chachas of the mikveh. That I could go every single morning and come out and feel I'm a brand new person. It's a brand new world. Yesterday is over. It's gone and it's in my past. And today's a whole new lifetime. And it's ki'ilu, it's the first time I'm going to daven shachar. It's the first time I'm going to put on tefillin. It's the first time I'm going to daven a mincha. And if lo aleinu, God forbid, you had a difficult day the day before, lo aleinu, God forbid, things were going bad, you go to the mikveh, you come out, it's like, it's a whole new world. The past is in the past. And even if you had a good day, we can't rest on our laurels and just, okay, I'm good to go. Yeah, I learned well yesterday. I daven well yesterday. Shkoyach, it's a whole new day. His chachas, I have to push myself today. The mikveh is so important for that, I feel. I feel there's nothing that gives a person that more. It's so special. It's so. It's a big schus. So first Rashi in all Bereishis. First Rashi in the Torah tells us what. Where should the Torah start from? Where should the Torah start from? The first mitzvah. What's the first mitzvah? Rosh Chodesh. First mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh. Why do you think that was the first mitzvah? We've spoken about this before over the years in different ways, and there's a lot of different pirushim to it. But obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a first mitzvah, it's going to be a mitzvah that's full of inspiration, a mitzvah that's fundamental, a mitzvah that gives us a foundation for all other mitzvahs. What's Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is a monthly renewal. His chadshus, a new beginning. And so too Hashem saying, I want you to have that in your life. I want every day to be kilu bo b'yom tzveisi aleihem. I want as if b'chol yom yeh b'necha chadashim. B'chol yom yeh b'necha chadashim. Every day should be a whole new world. Imagine if I can live that way. It's amazing. That's why they were so happy on the magic carpet singing a whole new world, right? Chaver, you know what I'm talking about? You don't remember that back in your childhood? A whole new world, they're singing, they have the biggest smiles, Aladdin and Jasmine, and she's not so sanua, it's not good, but it's a cartoon, we could talk about it. Lameisa, when you feel that the whole new world, you're going to be besimcha. We get so bogged down from things that are bothers that are already in the past. Kichadashim. And our avodas Hashem, kichadashim. Like it's my first time. That's why it's a little bit easier when we have a yontiv, when something so feels new. It's chachas. But imagine if we could do that every single day. The Halakha Beis Avraham of Slonim says that's why Rosh Chodesh, we're saying, was the first mitzvah. Where was it given? In Mitzrayim. It was still given. Only a few mitzvahs were given in Mitzrayim. It was given in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is galus. Mitzrayim is darkness. You know what Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us? You know what you need in the darkness of galus? You need his chachas. You need to feel every day is a new beginning. And listen, for me, mikveh does it for me. If you're not going to be somebody that goes mikveh, find your his chachas. Find your remez l'davar, your thing that you're doing, your minhag, your mitzvah, whatever it is that brings you daily his chachas, it's a game changer. Life is a different world. Life is a different world. My Rebbe, Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik L'Shem Baracha, he used to wake up often at different times. We're all used to waking up always at the same time. And there's something to that, and consistency, and L'maisa, building that consistency, and seemingly even it's good for our bodies to get used to a certain time, and mamish, you get used to the sleep that you have, and that's all good. But he felt there's something else and I'm sure often he did, but he would often just switch up the time and wake up. For his chachas. So he'd feel a sense of his chachas. Because it feels like a different world. If I wake up every day at 7 o'clock, and one day I say, I'm going to learn for an hour. I'm taking on a new, to start doing that always. But you do that once in a while. What did I just say? It's hard. But okay, it could be 20 minutes earlier. It doesn't have to be even an hour. But once in a while, not consistently. Once in a while, just to change it up. You change up your schedule a little bit. There is chachas. It's a new beginning. It's so important. We have kaveit and matar and have our siddurim. And again, we have a time we learn Gemara, a time we learn halacha, whatever it might be. But then once in a while, just change it up. And say, you know, today I'm learning this hour at this time extra and a different sefer. And it brings a sense of his chachas. And when you have his chachas, It's different avodas Hashem. And when you have schachas, it's different simchas achayim. It's a different happiness. It's a different joy. I feel, and I'm not heavy with my past. I'm not heavy with what I've gone through. And I'm not resting on what I've accomplished. I'm just very light. And I'm going to do, and besimcha. That's what we need to have. That's what we need to be. Maybe that's, and we'll give, perhaps. You know, Chanukah needs to be in both Kislev and Teves. Because it has to embody Rosh Chodesh. It has to have a Rosh Chodesh in it. It has to have a Rosh Chodesh in it. And it has to be from the darkness before Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh. To create the Hischachos. To create a sense of newness. Chanukah is Chanukah's Habayas. Chanukah's Hamizbeach. Miloshon, what is that? Miloshon, a beginning, a Hischachos. Because Chanukah is the Yontav that tells us how to deal with darkness. Chanukah is the Yontav that's in the darkest of days. Kislev is the darkest of times, let's be real. Before we wake up in the morning, before we turn around, it's dark already. It's like unbelievable, right? That's what started happening a few days ago. Mom, a week ago, we still were good to go. Tomorrow you're going to wake up and it's going to be Shabbos. It's like Mamish. You wake up before you turn around, Shabbos. It's like, it's Mamish candle lighting. It's like at 2:30 in the afternoon. You know, it's like, Plag is probably around, I don't know, Plag's around 3, something like that. You know, it's like, you could start Shabbos around, I don't know, look up now. But you could start Shabbos, like, it's Mamish lunchtime. Shabbos. So it's bigger, and it gets dark. But there's no sheep. Pre-Shabbos nap is sleep tonight. Exactly, is your sleep tonight? You know, you want a chana for Shabbos to nap? It's Thursday night, because they wake up. That's it.
Shabbos lunch,
you know, lemaisa. So it's the darkest of nights, which represents the darkest of times. So Chanukah is that light, is that aura in the dark of times, but it's specifically to incorporate Rosh Chodesh. Tell me, you want to be light in dark times, you need Hischachos. You need to do whatever it takes in your life to feel fresh and new, and that this isn't stale. B'chol yom yebenecha chadoshim. B'chol yom yebenecha chadoshim. Moshe Wolfson, Shlita, says, if you take the gematria of Ner Shel Chanukah, it's a bracha we say, right? L'hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Ner Shel Chanukah, and you spell Chanukah, he has Chanukah Chaser, without the Vav. Sometimes you could spell it with the Vav, without a Vav. Ner Shel Chanukah is Gematria 663, exactly Gematria, B'chol Yom Yiyah B'Enecha Chadashim. B'chol Yom Yiyah B'Enecha Chadashim, as Rashi quotes, is Gematria Ner Shel Chanukah. We make the bracha on the mitzvah, a hadlik, to ignite a Ner Shel Chanukah. You think it's just igniting the physical Ner Shel Chanukah? You have to ignite your Ner Shel Chanukah. Well, you know how? B'chol yom yeh b'necha chadoshim. Have his chadshus, a new beginning. But some of you are thinking, you know, we try to connect the chassidus a little bit. And by the chassidim, they don't say, l'hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. That's gematria Ner Shel Chanukah. What does the Arizal say you should say? No chevro, no? L'hadlik, good bench, there you go. Lad, look, you do Tzvarda muscles like that? Mm-hmm. Eitan, yeah? Tzvarda, I always felt Tzvarda and Chassidim are one. No, Emes. I'll tell you, Emes is something, I don't know, listen, I always, Mamish always felt Tzvarda and Chassidim are one. Now you say why, they look like opposites. But let's analyze for a minute. They both have a tremendous emphasis on family. Tremendous, right? Who more than any other sect, Hashkof on Yiddishkeit, Chassidim, Mamish, it's like all family. They're all, every yont of everything, they've lived near each other, and Mamish family is tremendous. Svardim, you're lucky they let you move out of the block, you know? It's like, Mamish, right? Okay. Okay, yeah. It's Emes, right? So, okay, family. Then, both Chassidim and Svardim, tremendous emphasis of Tefillah. We Ashkenazim, we have no idea how to daven. You go by Svardim, Mamish, you see Chiloni Svardim with the Kotel Yarmulkes crying their eyes out by Slichos, like Mamish, Tefillah. You go here by the Moroccans, Nate, it's packed, you know, davening for hours, and Chassidim, Mamish, know how to daven. Us, we don't know how to daven. Chassidim and Svardim know how to daven. Kavod for the Rav, Kavod Harav. Mamish, the way the Svardim look at their Chachamim, the way Chassidim look at their Rebbes. Mamish, us Ashkenazim, what Kavod do we give? We argue with the Rabbi all day and all night. Mamish, you know, It's unbelievable. There's a lot of deep connections. So now it makes sense when you come into Chanukah, La'adlik ner Chanukah, both Hasidim and Tzvardim are going to make the same bracha. Good, it brings it all together. Shkoya Chevra. Emes. No, you don't hear all these connections. I think it's Emes or Mevito. Okay, so the colored bekishes and the Sephardi robes are a little different, but they're one and the same. Let's be real. They're both, let's be real. Right? Come on. The Bava Rebbe's Chvesnish package is so much different than Rav Amar's chalak robe, whatever you call that thing. You know, it's basically the same. You know, basically the same. Strymul, the crazy hat that the Svartan wear. It's all one. It's all one. Anyways, and of course mikvah. The emphasis of who you go to mikvah. Who are packed with Svartan and Chasidim. We could keep on going. This is tons. But Lameisa, let's get back to Torah. So we said, Ner Shel Chanukah is Gematria B'chol Yom Yevenech Chadashim. But what about those who make Bracha Lahadlik Ner Chanukah? Like the Sfaradim and the Chasidim? Like the Arizal? Chosu Yogin Aleinu? So there, Moshe Wilson says, if you take Gematria Ner Chanukah, not Ner Shel Chanukah, now Ner Chanukah, is 333, is Gematria. Where Rashi says, B'chol Yom B'yanecha Chadashim. What's he giving Pirish on Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem Alekecha Mitzavcha? You take Gematria, Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem Alekecha Mitzavcha. On this day, it's as if Hashem commanded you. That's where we learned this chadash from. With adding up all of the koilos for the words, so you have exactly the same Gematria, 333. So, Ner Chanukah is Gematria Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem Lekech Mitzavcha. Ner Shel Chanukah is B'chol Yom Yonach Hadashim. Basically, it's one and the same. The whole entire mitzvah of Chanukah is Chanukas, is his Chadshus. And that's why it's the month of Kislev and Tevis, because you have to have a Rosh Chodesh, which is Chadshus. And that's what we're being reminded, and we want to deal with the darker times in life. We need his Chadshus. And we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly on fire! It needs constant tzchadshus. We can't be stale. I thought as well, maybe that's as well why it's in two separate months, Kislev and Teves. It's also in two separate months because, as we said before, every month has a special kayach to it. But tzchadshus is needed always. Tzchadshus is, that's why it was the first mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh. A fresh new beginning, a feeling that is needed always. And therefore, it's in two separate months. Say, this is not only, it's not only mamish for 1 month, it's for the whole year. So it's going to be in two separate months, as if to say it's for always. This concept and this lesson, the mahus of what it's all about, his chadshus is for always. And maybe that's as well the deeper message in a Torah that I can't not share this week. And most of the chevra here has heard this Torah from me. And if you haven't learned it inside yet, you're missing out, and you should learn it here. I have it here. You should look at it and read it out. I'll read you a little bit of it. But probably my favorite Torah, you know, you have on every parsha your favorite Torah. You should have on every parsha your favorite Torah. If someone asks you on the spot, share a Torah and a parsha, it's like, you should have your go-to. You should have a Torah that just speaks to you, that's shkura b'piv on every parsha, that you're ready to share, you're ready to give over. This is mine on Vayetze, no question. This is mine on Vayetze. The Hilchos Torah of the Drash Moshe. And I know some of you have heard this from me, and some of you know it well, but it's worth the Chazara. It's one of the most important Torahs that I've ever learned. And specifically the way it's said, I'll read you a few of the lines. So Moshe asked the following question. We all know the famous scene. Yaakov Avinu leaves Beersheba, he's going to Haran, he's going to look for a wife, he's running away from Esav, Harasha, and he gets all the way to Haran, and he realizes, oy vey, what didn't he do? He didn't daven. B'makom harabayis. He's going to be getting married, and he's going to be building a mishpacha, and he's going to be building Klal Yisrael, so he has to go first and daven in makom harabayis for his atzlacha. The big zman of tefillah. do achana. His tati daven harabayis. His zaydi daven harabayis. I'm going to go daven harabayis. So he decides it's worth it to travel back. It's worth it to go back. I have to go all the way back. It's interesting, Yaakov's always going back. Goes back to the Pachim Ketanim Chanukah. Here he's going back to Harabayis. Okay, something we have to think about. But anyways, he goes back. So here the Gemara in Chulin tells us a deep idea. Tavtzad the Aleph and Beis. That he had when he went back, Kfitzas HaDerech. Kfitzas HaDerech. Now we're used to Kfitzas HaDerech. We just had that by Eliezer, right? And what is Kfitzas HaDerech? So a tzaddik will have, and a chves nisht, a week's journey will take a day. A day's journey will take an hour. But the Gemara Chulin says, no, it's different over here. Instead of Yaakov Avinu quickly getting to Harabayis, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Harabayis and brought it to him. I mean, lifted it up. And the obvious question is, why? Why would the Eibishter here, we have Kfitzas HaDerech all every other case, and it's get somewhere quickly for the tzaddik, which is generally the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, a little more b'derech teva, a little more natural. Why here Hashem has to lift up Harabayis and bring it to him? Completely shalom b'derech teva. So Moshe says something incredible. It's the biggest chizik to each and every one of us sitting at this table who are not yet zoicha to live in Eretz Yisrael, have been there, have tasted it, know what it is, but for whatever reason, the Eibishter wants us to be here now. And that could be deflating at times. And it was deflating to Yaakov Avinu the following. Yaakov Avinu's entire life, he was sitting and learning Torah. He was in the Oyel Shel Torah. He learned by his Tati Yitzchak. He learned by Zaydi Avram Avinu. He learned in Yeshiva Shem Be'ever. For the past 14 years, he's been learning day and night by Shem Be'ever. He's 77 years old. His whole life has been Kodesh Kedoshim. And what's he about to do? He's about to leave Eretz Yisrael. He's about to go into Haran. He's about to be by Lavan Ish Sheker. A world of taiva, a world of sheker. That's who he's going to be surrounded by. And you know what he felt? The Medrash says, "Kimin kaisel lefanav." The Medrash says he felt like he's walking into a wall. That's the lashon of the Medrash. I don't think Rav Moshe quotes that. Maybe, I don't remember. I don't believe so. But I've seen the Medrash. Kimin, he felt like there's a wall in front of him. You know what that is? You know that feeling? Have we felt that before? Where you feel like you don't even know how to deal with the situation. You don't know what's going to be. You feel so lost. We've gotten through all those before, but sometimes we hit those walls. We hit a wall. He felt like he was hitting a wall. Yaakov Avinu. So he's in Haran, and he's feeling like, I can't go, I guess, what I want to do. I want to go back to Harabayis. I want to go back. You know that feeling? You know that feeling when we're at the airport, when we're leaving Eretz Yisrael, and all we want to do is get back in a cab and go back to Yerushalayim, and back to the Kaisel, and back to Yeshiva, and back to... Mekaymus Kedoshim, you know that feeling. We've all had that feeling. Right, the hardest thing in the world is leaving the Kaisel that last time whenever we're leaving on any trip. It's like so hard. And you turn back and you look again, you get like a glimpse of it at the corner, and then you start like, you just lose it and you start bawling. And miss it so much. Gotta get back. I saw one of my closest friends, Dov Oken, okay, one of my closest friends in the world still, from the time I was in high school. He sends me a picture today of him and his wife at the Kaisel. He lives in Baltimore. His son's learning in Eretz Yisrael now, and they went to Eretz Yisrael, and they finally could get in. I mean, I'm Bez Hashem going in a couple weeks, but like, I was at such kin of Seifrim, I was so happy for him, but so jealous at the same time, like, why am I not there already, you know? So Yaakov Avinu was feeling this. Yaakov Avinu's like, I'm going to Chutz La'aretz for the first time. I'm going to Lavan. I'm going to Taiva. I'm going to work. You know, I'm going to work. My days of yeshiva are over. Even that, scary. There's two elephants in it, but it's scary. So you know what Hashem does for him at that very moment? One of the most beautiful Torahs. You never forget this Torah. Hashem doesn't let him go back to Harabayis. So that will just encourage and strengthen the feelings that, like, to be close to Hashem and to be Kadosh, you have to be at Harabayis, you have to be in Yerushalayim, you have to be in Yeshiva. Hashem lifts up Harabayis and brings it to him. Hashem lifts up our bias and brings it to him. And he says to Yaakov Avinu, you think I'm not in Haran as well? You think our bias can't be here as well? Of course it's more conducive there. Of course it's easier there. Of course there's a certain part of the Shekhinah that's cutting, for sure. We've all felt it and it's real. But you're not Bikoros that doesn't believe the Eibishter's everywhere? You don't have a moon up to believe this could be Har Bias as well? You make this Har Bias. Here in Haran, here in a Mokum of deceit, here in a Mokum of Taiva, you make this Har Bias Mamish. You think Skolener Rebbe Zuchotu Yagan Alena wasn't living Kaidish Kedoshim every single moment of his life in Borough Park? He was. Trust me. You saw his punim for a second. Mamish, this year by Sukkot, we went to the Skolener Rebbe to Simchas Beis Yeshiva, and it was beautiful and it was awesome. But the whole time I'm envisioning the Tata, I'm visiting the Rebbe Zatzal, who we go to daven in the Vilna Cemetery, Monty, behind the Ribnitz, or we know. But I'm envisioning the punim. It was a malach. He was a malach. A malach. Lit up the world. Lit up the world. However, we go to Rav Shor. You think he's not living Kodesh Kedoshim here in Borough Park in Flatbush? Kodesh Kedoshim in every way. Rav Shechter's not living a life of Kodesh Kedoshim. You ever hear a Torah from Rav Shechter? A walking Sefer Torah? You ever hear him speak and not cry? He's one with Hashem. He's one with Hashem. It's Har HaBayis here. He has to be here for us. These tzaddikim have to be here for us. And that's what was being told to Yaakov Avinu. And by the way, and I'll just read you then, again, this is Torah from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was after the Holocaust. This was Rav Moshe Feinstein who had a choice to make. Should I come to the Midbar? Should I be in the Midbar of America? The hub of Taiva and Gashmias to inspire the world, or he could have gone to Eretz Yisrael. And he understood, Eibishter guided him that he should be here for us and rebuild Klal Yisrael here and build a world of Torah here. But you don't think Rav Moshe at times would go back and forth a little bit? So Rav Moshe is telling himself this Torah. Har HaBayis is right here in New York. Not Chas V'Sholom to think. Not that we all yearn to be in Eretz Yisrael, but while we're here, we have to make it Kodesh Kedoshim. And listen to what he says. Vezel limud gadol, and this is a great teaching. Leval yis yayesh adam lomer, that a person should not have despair and say, shebedar hazen, this generation, ubimakum hazen, this place, kosher lahasik shlemas, it's difficult to reach a level of perfection, ulistapik mamut, so I'm going to be good with a little. I go to Minyan, I learned Daf Yomi, I keep Shabbos, I'm good, that's pretty incredible in this generation. His topic is Pemuot. No, Chas V'Sholom. Don't say Ma'at Torah, Ma'at Mitzvahs. Elagam B'Yosef Po, but even here, in our generation, with an internet, and with the accessibility that's never been in all of history, and living in a world of materialism, Gam B'Yosef Po, Allah L'Hasig, Kol Hashlemus, all levels of perfection. Lihios Baki B'Torah V'Chema Masim Tovim, to be an expert in Torah Masim Tovim. We could do it here. We have to believe that. But how? What's going to be the key? What's going to be the Mefteach? First is to believe we can. First is to remember Eibishter's everywhere. But then what did he see on Har HaBayis? And here's the Osafa for this year to that Torah. He saw Malachim Oilim V'Yardim. He saw Malachim going up and down. They weren't stagnant. They weren't stagnant. They were moving. They were creating a sense of Hischadshus. I'm constantly being Oilim. And when I'm V'Yardim, I'm going to go back up. You ever see an EKG machine? If an EKG machine just goes flat and is stagnant, it's death. That's someone who's stale, robotic, mechanical. Yeah, I'm wrapping my tefillin, I'm saying Hebrew words 3 times a day, I listen to a Daf Yomi shir, but it's all the same and it's stale, void of emotion. Is that really doing it for me? Do I feel good about that? His chadshus means every day is a new world. I'm so excited to learn today. I'm so excited to daven day. I'm so excited to have a day to live today. I'm so excited that it's a new day, disconnected to yesterday and whatever happened yesterday. Oylem v'yardim. I'm moving. I'm constantly being oylem. How? How am I going to ensure to have that? So I thought maybe I want to suggest that sulam that's representing that Yisod to Yaakov, constantly moving, and this chadshus that we're talking about. Sulam, Samach, Lamed, Mem. What's Gematria, Samach, Lamed, Mem? 130. Exactly, Gematria, Sinai. Sinai and Sulam is the same Gematria. You know how you could have his chadshus? It's through Torah. Now let me explain. You want to have Kazis Chachas, it's through Torah. Let me explain. I'm going to read you a Torah that I saw for the first time today from the Hegel Gedegel Machan Ephraim. Without the Vav, Samach Lam Mem, Chaser. So listen to what he says. This is Degel Machan Ephraim in Parshas Chayesara. Listen to this Mamish, Kodesh Kedosh in these words. Yishlomer B'derech Remez Dine Yedua. It's known. Shazet Sarach Kol Bar Yisrael Ahamin Be'emuna Shlema. Every Jew has to believe the following Be'emuna Shlema. Listen, Chevra. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh Bereishis. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mechadesh Ma'aseh Bereishis every single day. So every day is a new world. Every day is a whole new world. We have to believe that. We have to believe in the Tzchadshus of our life, and then it will be a Tzchadshus that we'll feel in our Avodas Hashem and in our Gosh's Alev. But let's see where he gets from. Yini Yadua, it's known. Shetchilas Priyas Olam. Yesh Me'ayin. The beginning of creation of the world. Something from nothing. Hayali Deyak Torah Ketoisha. It was all created through Torah. Histakil Baraisoi Baralma. Hashem stared into the Torah, which was the blueprint of the world and created the world. Kamoshakasav Bereshis. Pirish ima Torah shenikarachus. Birachus. With the Torah shenikarachus, the world was created. Birachus, baro lakim as Hashemayim is art. Haina betora baro Hashem is baruch hakol. Hashemayim b'chol asher aleha. Ha'aretz b'chol asher aleha. Everything in heaven, everything in the world was birachus with the Torah. Vizem merabish ne esin. That's S and S. Baro lakim as Hashemayim v'es aretz. Shakol nivra. S is l'rabos. Not just Shemayim v'aretz, but S, everything in it. Everything that ever was created and ever is created and constantly recreated is from Torah. We have to believe that. That's an incredible connection to Torah. Putting on hold for a moment, the tzchach of the Torah. You know why Torah is so important in our lives, so integral to learn Torah, to connect Torah? All Torah. Gemara. Chumash. Halacha. Chasidus. Machshava. Musar. Torah, 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 whatever does it for you, Torah. The whole world is based on Torah. So the more you learn, the more you're going to understand, the more clarity you're going to have, the more happiness you're going to have. It's that pashut. You think you could understand the world without Torah? Impossible. It's clear that we live in a world, oylem deshikra. You see the world we live in, yet these are called very smart people. Very smart people out there. It's like, don't even know that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Mamish, very smart people. Don't even know that. No, it's crazy. They don't know that. They literally will make arguments. Again, that people who are called very professors in the top colleges in the world don't know that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. My 7-year-old knows it. But they don't know it. They don't know that people should be treated equal. They don't know it. You're not allowed to say. To smart people in this world, you can't say all people are equal. The smartest people in the world can't say such a thing. They don't know it. To them, that's sheker. It's crazy. This is the world we live in. Oylam de shikra. Complete, falsified sheker world. But how could it be? These are very bright people. These are people that aced their SATs. 1600. Much better than you or I. Much better. They're objectively smart people. But they don't have Torah, so they have nothing. So you don't have Torah, your whole life is subjective. You don't understand anything in the world. You can't understand the world. Why would they understand the world? They don't know what the world is about. Because the world is based on Torah. The Torah tells us emes, and the Torah tells us the world's based on. So the more Torah you learn, the more you'll understand the world. The more you'll connect to the world. The more you'll be happy in this world, because the more you'll understand your role in the world. I am remembering Shira on the porch that week. I don't know who was here that week. Ooh, that was a Shira. You would have loved if you recorded that one. Were you at that one? You weren't even at that one. Eitan Yitzchak, you missed out. Anyways. Lamaisa, Torah. Torah is the foundation of the world, but it's more. What he's saying now is as follows. Let's keep a reading. A little more from the Hilge de Gomach and Ephraim. Valkein, therefore, Muchrachu. It's Muchrach. It's definitive. It's proven. Shehizchadshus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadis B'chol Yom. That every day Hashem has a renewal of the world. Mashabara b'sheitim me'abreishes kol yom b'yomo. That every day when Hashem recreates the world, the koine kol, he's mechadesh b'chol yom tamid. You know how that is? What he says? Kol yom yom. Hu gam kein al yedei Torah. This chadshus of the world. If the world was created initially based on Torah, the renewal of the world every day is also based on Torah. And how so? Why would there be? That Torah was written already and was created. What's the renewal? Listen to what he says. Hayinu l'idei hizchadshus haTorah b'chol yom. The new chidushei Torah that we come up with, that we say over, that we share with our chavrusas, with our friends. Those chidushei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them b'chol yom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh habriya shekol yom b'yom. The whole world was created for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the renewal of the world every day. Everyone should have this on their walls. You know, this is you can't understand the world without this piece of Degel Machan Ephraim. I don't know how anyone understood anything in the world before. But you knew this, or maybe you didn't hear it so clearly like that. Beautiful. These words. Everyone has to take a picture afterwards. But you hear what he's saying? He's saying that his chadshus of the world, his chadshus of our life is going to be based on Torah. So if you want a key, we want this beautiful, beautiful Torah we're sharing, nice Ramazim from Moshe Wolfson of Ner Shel Chanukah, B'chol Yom Yeh Ben Echa Chadashim, why Chanukah is Rosh Chodesh, all the nice Torahs. But Lemaisa, Rebbe, I want, how do I have that? I want that. It sounds great. It's incredible. We all want that. How do I get me some of that? Okay, Shkoyach, I don't go to the mikveh every day. What else could I do? Be mechadish Torah. Learn Torah. And when you learn Torah, every day is a whole new world because it's a new Torah. You never could look at the same Torah and see it the same way. If you do, you're not learning Torah, you're just reading and translating. Learn Torah. Don't read Torah. Learn Torah. Look for depth. Look for understanding. The Shivim Panim Torah. Every time, Chazar is not review, it's relearn. Do it again as if you're learning it the first time. And look for new depth and find new depth. Every Thursday night we learn together. I've been giving this shir for Ichbeis Nisht, I don't remember, 15 years. And every single parsha, new Torahs, and that the Rebbe Shalom brings and that I see for the first time. It's the same parsha, it's Vayetze again. It's Vayetze, I've gone through all the Pesukim before, I've gone through all the Rashi before. New depth, new understanding. And that brings this chadshus to our life. And that's the essence of Chanukah, Chanukah Sabbath, Chanukah Sachayim. That's maybe B'derech Drush, famously. My Chanukah, what is Chanukah all about? My Chanukah, what's Gemara and Shabbos, Chaval Bez, what's the next words? Titanu Rabbanon. Maybe that's it, stop there, don't read anymore. You know, my Chanukah, you know I have Chanukahs, you know I have Yitzchadshas, Tanu Rabbanon, sit and learn Torah. Sit and learn Torah, you have Yitzchadshas in your life. Because Baruch Hu brought me a special Matana. You take the Gematria of Yitzchadshas, his chachas is 1,123. It's a big one. Exactly, Gematra. Zeh ha-Torah Tmima. Zeh ha-Torah Tmima. This is the complete Torah. His chachas. You want his chachas? Learn Torah. Be mechadish Torah. But we have to believe in his chachas. And believe in his chachas not just in the world, his chachas in your life, his chachas every day, his chachas in your avodah Hashem, and it's a different life. Life's incredible. Yesterday is in the past. Today is a whole new world. Tomorrow will be a whole new world. Make the most of every day and live every day to the fullest with his chachas. It's real. You want to hear his chachas? special member of our shir. Because once you remember always, and he listens as he prepares for Shabbos in Yushalayim Erkoidesh, he told me. Shmuel Lewin, Sammy Lewin, Shlita. So, about a week ago, he sent me a story that I should read. He emailed it to me. And I didn't read, that day I was very, very busy. I didn't read it. Totally forgot about it. I don't know why. Today I thought about it. And I went and I read this story. And I was in the Dira Space Medrash. I was bawling from the story. And I said, we have to share it tonight. I read it today. It's for tonight. You can't hold on to these things. You know, I'm not saving this. And the emesis, it's all about everything we're talking about. It's all schachas. Everything's all schachas. Apparently this was a letter that was sent into the Jewish press in August. Dear Mrs. Bluth, after discussing this with my husband, because we are extremely private people who do not publicly draw attention to ourselves, my husband saw how deeply I felt about this, agreed to send this letter in hopes that everyone would read it, and for the chizik it may impart to those who are on the brink of despair. We come from Chassidish stock, so my husband and I got married very young. I was not quite 18, and he was just a year older. On the first date, we both knew that we were meant for each other. We married and we were unbelievably happy. When the first year passed, I was not pregnant. My parents and in-laws began to look and suggested that I go to a doctor to see why. Both my husband and I decided not to. When 3 years went by and I still did not have a baby, the parents and in-laws insisted I go to a doctor. So I finally did. My sister's doctor. After examining me and doing a sonogram, informed me, sadly, I probably would never be able to have a child because my ovaries were badly deformed. So I went home to face the music, thinking that marriage was over. When I told my husband what was wrong and that I understood if he wanted to give me a get, he took both my hands away from my weeping face and said the only way he would leave me is if I became a widow. Our love for each other was so strong, and his love for Hashem, who willed it that we should remain childless and still stay together. When we told our parents, they insisted that a get should be given so that at least my husband could have children. But he silenced everyone and said that was between Hashem and us, and until Shem wanted otherwise, we would pray and shed tears until he changed his decree. They finally left us alone and we became the childless couple that stood out like a sore thumb at family gatherings and simchas. The years went by and no matter what we tried or how much we wept and pleaded with the heavens, nothing changed. What did change was the depth of our love for each other, the respect and devotion we gave to one another. The love became greater and deeper as the years passed. We've been married 18 years when my husband decided to ask for a special bracha from a Gadol Adar who came to our town before Rosh Hashanah. When the Gadol saw my husband, he rose from his seat and walked towards him and said loudly for all to hear, I have been waiting for you. It seems that a very special young couple had been in a terrible car crash and left behind their 6-year-old baby daughter who had Down syndrome. The very night of the crash, the Gadol had a vision of this, but also was given a vision of a young man who was coming to him for a bracha of her children. It was my husband who he saw in his dream. My husband immediately said we would take this baby and raise it with all the love that Hashem implanted in our hearts. When my husband came home and told me this, I wept for joy to know that Hashem had chosen us to love this poor little soul. This was surely the reason why we were childless, because this little angel would need 100% of our attention and love. All the arrangements to bring the baby to us was taken care of, and I was holding this beautiful little orphan to my heart 2 nights later. It's strange to what degree you can blind yourself to the shortcomings of someone you've been waiting to love for such a long time. But my husband and I didn't notice her physical signs, which were quite minor. We both immersed ourselves in the task of being the best parents on the planet. Little Geula grew, laughing and singing, spreading joy that filled our hearts and our home. One day, as I was reading my 3-year-old little girl's story with her head in my lap, she turned to me and said, Mommy, I feel the baby kicking in your belly. She was laughing and rubbing my stomach and almost couldn't get her to stop. But she wouldn't stop talking about the baby in Mommy's belly. Even after my husband came home from shir and was putting her into bed, all we could do was look at each other. Could it be so far-fetched to think that Hashem was once again sending us another neshama from his special stock? I was feeling fine, no symptoms or anything to even remotely believe this. My husband insisted I take a pregnancy test just to be sure that it wasn't our little girl's imagination at play. The next morning, test in hand, I greeted my husband when he returned from shachris. We were indeed pregnant. Spent the whole day with my little geula, dancing and singing. Saying tehillim and thanks to the great goodness of Hashem. At the time of the test, I was 44 years old, 45 when our twin sons were born, and the miracles kept coming. The next 5 years, I birthed 2 more children. My special child, who never lost her connection to her Heavenly Father, always knew about our miracles before we did. She was a great older sister who helped me care for the brothers and sisters with an unearthly love and devotion. We are so blessed, and we thank Hashem every day for Geula and the miracles she brought with her. I am 83 now. Geula was called back to her maker 13 years ago. She passed peacefully in her sleep. So she knew she had fulfilled her task on this earth, and so she kissed me before she went to bed and asked me to sit by her bed and said Shema. Smiled and said, thank you for being the best mommy and tata in the world. I had a strange feeling. The room was full of neshamas who had come to escort her back home, but I didn't want to make it harder for her to leave. So I just kissed her, hugged her extra hard, and walked out of the room before she could see the tears pour down my face. In the kitchen, my husband was weeping. Together we mourned the passing of our special child as she was leaving her earthly surroundings. The reason I write this letter is because there are miracles all around us. If we place our love, trust, and faith in Hashem, if we believe that there's nothing greater than Him in the universe, if it will be His will, then you will be showered with His blessing and understand that He is ever present in our lives, in our world, in our hearts, and nothing is impossible. Thank you for letting me share my story with the many who have lost hope. It's Chanukah. That's Chanukah. That's light in the darkest of times. And that's his chadshus. That we have to believe b'chol yom, mechadish b'chol yom. You hear a story like this, it's the biggest chadshus in the world. A woman who had no medical ability to have children and ended up having four. Kadosh Baruch Hu could bring that. You don't think he could bring his chadshus into our lives? Every single day is a new world. And what does our response have to be? Live our life with chadshus. Live our life as if every world is a whole new world. Live our life chanukadik. Lechtik. Lechtik. And then Bez Hashem will be zoicha to the biggest chadshus. The biggest chadshus of the world that the world's waiting for so long. With the chadshus of Mashiach Zakenu. Bekarov Bez Hashem is Baruch. We're waiting. We waited long enough. Gizman. Gizman. Geula. Lo shleima b'mehera b'yameinu.